ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतु श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्रीमन नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय। श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु अपीयरेंस डे सेलिब्रेशन की जय। श्री श्री नित्यानंद त्रयोदशी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमान नित्यानंद प्रभु की, नित्यानंद त्रयोदशी की, गौर प्रेमानंदे। सो कृष्ण अपीयर्स once in a day of Brahma. Brahma's day consists of 1,000 Chaturyuga, 1,000 Chaturyugas, and on the 28th Chaturyuga in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appears, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an incarnation, he is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been explained that Krishna is not an incarnation, Krishna is not an avatar, but Krishna is avatari, the source of all incarnations. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality. And in many other scriptures also, in it has been the same point has been clarified, like in Gita Govinda of Jayadev, in his Mangalacharan, in Dasavatar Stotram, he is pointing out that all the incarnations, he describes there about 10 incarnations. The Meena, Kurma, Varaha, Nishingha, Vamana, Parasuram, Sri Ramchandra, Balaram, Buddha and Kalki. So all of them are, all these 10 incarnations are Keshava Dhrita Kurma Sharira. Keshava, Krishna assumed the form of Meena Sharira, Kurma Sharira, Shukara Rupa, Vamana Rupa, Narahari Rupa. So this indicates that Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. Krishna is not an incarnation. And in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been more clearly established. 22 incarnations have been described at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then it has been described that there are innumerable incarnations. Innumerable. Countless. But these are all ete changsha kalapumsha krishnastu bhagavan swayam. These are all the amsas and kalas, and Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That original Supreme Personality of Godhead appears once in the day of Brahma. Brahma's day has 1,000 chaturyugas, meaning Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. These are the four yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. So together they call a Chatur Yuga. Four yugas or Chatur Yugas. And thousands of chaturyugas comprise of a day of Brahma. And on the 28th chaturyuga, when the Brahma's day begins, one chaturyuga, two chaturyugas, this way, 1 hour, 2 hour, or 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, this way Brahma's time moves. So when it comes to 28th chaturyuga, then Krishna appears in the Dwapara Yuga. In the 28th chaturyuga, another unusual thing actually happens. Generally, the chaturyugas are Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga. Satya, Dwapara, Treta and Kali. But in this 28th chaturyuga, Dwapara and Treta changes place. Treta comes first. Third one comes first and second one goes after. Dwapara is the second and Treta is the third. So the third becomes second and second becomes third. And that is a very special reason. Why? Because after Krishna's appearance, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna appears in Kali Yuga as his devotee. Krishna in this Kali Yuga and the 28 Chaturyugas Kali Yuga, Krishna comes not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he comes as a devotee. And who is that devotee? The devotee of Krishna, or that incarnation of the devotee of Krishna, is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this has many scriptural references. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangastra Parshadam Yagai Sankirtana Prayai Jajantihi Sumedhasa. Krishna Varnam. Krishna's complexion is like monsoon cloud. Krishna, dark. But Tisha Akrishnam, assuming a color that is not dark, not sham, not Ghanashyam, but Gaura. Fair, white. The complexion of Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. So Gaurangi's complexion Krishna assumes, and with that complexion he appears as a devotee. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Srimati Radharani's complexion is like molten gold. So with that complexion he comes. Tisha of Krishnam. How does he come? Sangha Pangastra Parshadam. He comes with his associates and entourage and paraphernalia and weapon. Astra. He comes with a very special weapon. Generally Krishna comes with sword or chakra, gada, sword, bow and arrow, Lord Ramchandra. But this personality comes with a very special astra. What is that astra? That astra is prem, love. That astra is Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. So this is the weapon. And with this weapon, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the source of Krishna Prem. When one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will get Krishna Prem. And this Krishna Prem, this love, will destroy the demons. All the demons will be killed in a very special way in this age. How will he be killed? He will be killed in this age by the love. The demons will not be killed, but the demoniac propensities will be killed and they will be made into devotees. So who are the biggest demons? There are two demons in each incarnation, in each yuga. When Lord comes, two demons come. It's a very special demon. Who are those demons? In Satya Yuga, they were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. in Treta Yuga, that is Ravan and Kumbhakarna. In Dwapar Yuga, they came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. And in Kali Yuga, they come as Jagai and Madhai. So in other ages, Krishna killed those demons. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were killed. Ravan and Kumbhakarna were killed. Shishupal and Dantavakra were killed. But Jagai and Madhai were not killed. Jagai and Madhai were given Krishna prema. And that's how they became delivered. So this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears in a very special way. Astra, with a very special astra. And he starts Jagai Sankirtana Praya. He starts the Sankirtan Jagai. And Jajanti hi Sumedhasa. Those who are intelligent, those who are exceptionally brilliant, Sumedhasaha, they will worship him. So who started the Sankirtan Yajna? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who follow him in his Sankirtan Yajna, they are intelligent. You want to be intelligent, very specially intelligent? Or you want to remain fools? Who want to become intelligent? Truly intelligent. Raise your hand. So what should you do? Jagai Sankirtana Praya. Worship the Lord through this Sankirtan Yajna. So this Sankirtan Yajna has been started by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna also comes, doesn't come alone in his special pastime. When he came as Ramchandra, he came with Lakshman. When he came as Krishna Chandra, he came with Balaram. So when he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came with him? Balaram and Lakshman. Who is Balaram and Lakshman came with him as? Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Bengal, in a place called Ekachakra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, and north of Navadvip there is a specific type of land in Bengal, North Bengal, where Ganges doesn't flow. Where Ganges doesn't flow, that land is known as Rar Desh. So in Rar Desh there is a village called Ekachakra. And in Ekachakra, Nityananda Prabhu appeared as the son of Hadai Pandit, a very exalted Brahmana, and his mother was Padmavati. His father was Hadai Pandit and his mother was Padmavati. He appeared with a very beautiful form. He was so beautiful, it has been described in the scriptures, that everybody wanted to take him on his or her lap. And when they took him on his arms, they just didn't want to let him go. They just wanted to hold on to him. He was so attractive, so beautiful. And his attraction as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally so irresistible. And then his father and mother were naturally very attached to him. His father was so attached to him that he couldn't just stay without seeing him. Therefore, when he went to work, of course those days people didn't go to work in the offices. They used to go to work in different places, like a Brahmana would go to the house of the judgment, their disciples, and they will instruct them, help them in
worshipping the Lord. So wherever Harai Pandit went, he just took Nityananda with him. He couldn't stay without him. He would just always take Nityananda with him. Especially when he was walking, he would take him with him. And Nityananda was very special. He used to play like any other boys play with other boys. But Nityananda, how Nityananda Prabhu used to play? He used to teach other boys about different dramas. Sometimes he would play the drama, teach the boys like that you become different demigods. And this person will become, this boy will become Mother Earth. And Mother Earth will take the form of a cow. So don't walk. You go on four hands like a cow. And we'll all go to Brahma. And then appeal to Brahma. That look, Kamsa is doing this. All these demons are torturing Mother Earth. Mother Earth is saying that I can't bear this torture. So Brahma, you do something. So Brahma said, look, I cannot do anything. Because Kamsa has been specially blessed by Mahadev. So I can't do anything about it. The only person who can treat, who can deal with Kamsa is Narayana, Vishnu. So let's go to Vishnu. So then they went to a pond, as if that pond was the milk ocean, and they started to offer prayers. Oh, Supreme Person, Brahma started to offer prayers, reciting different glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, Sahasrashesha Purushaha, you please be merciful unto us. Look at the condition of this earth planet. Earth is being so much tormented. And so you please do something. We cannot do anything about it. Then one boy has been trained. So you, hiding behind, so that nobody can see you, you say, don't worry, I will come soon. And you demigods, you take birth in the Jadur dynasty. I'll come soon and I'll take care of Kamsa. Then another day, Nityananda Prabhu taught the boys that one boy has been trained to play the role of Mother Devaki. She is in the prison with Vasudev. She just gave birth. Then Vasudev carried the child to the house of Nanda Maharaj and placed the child and took the girl and came. One boy became Kamsa, tried to kill the girl, little baby, and the baby slipped out of his hand, went up in the sky and said, Kamsa, you think you can kill me? The one who is going to kill you has already appeared. So it's just a matter of time. You wait for a little longer and you'll be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Kamsa was so afraid, he started to tremble in fear, and he prayed to the Devi, please forgive me. The Devi said, who am I to forgive you? You have been offensive to the Lord. I can't forgive you. The Lord will take care of you. And in this way, this Nityananda Prabhu, little boy, was directing all the children how to act. In this way they would perform Krishna's pastimes. Someday they would enact the pastimes of Putana. Putana came as a beautiful woman, took Krishna on his lap, and then Krishna killed her. She wanted to kill Krishna by giving her breast milk, but Krishna killed her. Then Shakatasura, in this way, one after another, Aghasura, Bakasura, different pastimes they would enact. Someday he would teach them how to play the pastimes of Govardhan Hill. One boy was playing Indra. He became angry and he sent this terrible storm and wind and rain with thunder. to destroy Vrindavan. But Krishna saved them. Then finally, Indra recognized his mistake and he begged forgiveness from Krishna. So in this way, they would, Nityananda Prabhu would play with the boys. And everybody would wonder, where did he understand all this? Where did he learn all this? We never taught him. He was just a little boy. He never went to school. Maybe sometimes we told him some pastimes of Krishna, but all these pastimes, where did he learn from? Especially one day, he played a very, very special pastime. This pastime was Lakshman being struck by Shakti. Ravan said, you Lakshman, you don't know who I am. I am Ravana. So now come, face my Shakti. And so he sent Shakti Shil and he threw a lotus. And Lakshman was struck with the lotus and he fell down on the ground. And there was no movement in his body. And all the boys started to cry. What happened to Nityananda? He became unconscious. Did he throw that lotus too hard? And being struck by that, he became unconscious. So all the elders also came running. They thought that Nityananda is... What happened to this Nityananda? They started to cry also. And Nityananda already told the boys what to do when he is struck and when he falls on the ground unconscious, being struck by Shakti. But that boy who he told, he forgot the play. So the boy was told that when you go there, when I am struck, then Shushen, you tell this Hanuman. This boy is playing Hanuman, that you go to Gandhamadan and bring Vishalakarani plant. And with that I will cure him. That's the only way he can be saved. But both Shushen and Hanuman forgot their roles. So, and then everybody started to cry, everybody started to express their anxiety. And then somebody exclaimed that when they heard that they were playing, he said that it's exactly like Lakshman being struck by Shakti. But if Hanuman brings the Vishalakarani, then he'll come back to senses. So then Hanuman remembered his role. So he immediately ran to get Vishalakarani. So while he was running to get Vishalakarani, he encountered Brahmana Rishi. So Brahmana Rishi said, "Oh Hanuman, please come and be my guest. You can, I have some nice fruits and sweets for you." So, but before going, before eating, you go and take a bath in this lake. So Hanuman went to take bath. And as soon as he went, one boy, playing the role of a crocodile, grabbed him. And they fought and fought, and then finally Hanuman killed that crocodile. And from the crocodile came out a beautiful Apsara. She was cursed with a condition that she would be delivered, only Hanuman would come and deliver her. So then Hanuman, the Apsara left, Hanuman came to the house and the hut of the sage. But as soon as he came there, he saw that there was no sage. There was a big Rakshasa attacking him. So Hanuman, that big Rakshasa, said, "You may have killed the crocodile, but you do not know who I am. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to swallow you up. Then Hanuman recognized, "Oh, you are a rascal follower of Ravana. Come, I will teach you a good lesson." Saying that, they started to fight and Hanuman killed him. Then Hanuman went to Gandhamadan. Then Hanuman was in big dilemma. Where is Vishalakarani? He never learned, he never knew what is that, how that plant looks like. He knew that it would be available there, but how to recognize, he didn't know. So Hanuman picked up the whole mountain. And he just carried the mountain and he brought to Lakshman. Nityananda was playing the role of Lakshman, brought to him. And then Shushen took the plant and he gave it to him, made Nityananda smell it, and then Nityananda came back to life. So everyone was asking, Nityananda, you are a little boy, how did you learn all these pastimes of the Lord? Where did you learn them? Nityananda said, these are all my pastimes. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu used to display his wonderful childhood pastimes. Then Nityananda, one day, a sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit. He was a very exalted sannyasi, effulgent, brilliant in his appearance, very handsome. And you can see from his appearance that he was a very austere. So Hadai Pandit was very pleased to have such a guest in his house. So he treated him in the best possible way. And then the next morning, when the sun, the whole night they spent talking about Krishna Katha. Talking about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's wonderful qualities. And then in the morning, when the sannyasi was about to leave, he told Hadai Pandit. Hadai Pandit, you see, I'm traveling to the places of pilgrimage. I need an assistant. It'll be very nice if you can give me your son as my assistant. So Hadai Pandit, who could not stay without seeing Nityananda Prabhu even for a moment, now this Brahmana is asking him to give his son to him. So, but at the same time he considered that a sannyasi wanted something from me, if I don't give, that will be very unfortunate. That will be very sinful. So he considered that, okay, since he wanted, I must offer him. And Nityananda was taken away from him by this sannyasi. Hadai Pandit's life was, Nityananda was his life. And when he was gone, he became like lifeless. So, but in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu started to travel with this sannyasi to different places of pilgrimage. And in the course of his pilgrimage, Nityananda Prabhu came across Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri was a very exalted devotee of the Lord. He was the embodiment of love of Krishna. So Madhavendra Puri gave initiation to Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu traveled to different places of pilgrimage. Then he went to Vrindavan. And there he was looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then he got the message that Krishna has appeared. Krishna is now not in Vrindavan, but Krishna is in Navadvip. So Nityananda Prabhu immediately came to Navadvip. When he came to Navadvip, he thought that, let me see, he is really Krishna. I'll be hiding and let me see if he can find me. If he can find me, then I'll recognize that yes, he must be Krishna himself. So Nityananda Prabhu went to the house of a very exalted devotee called Nandanacharya. Nandanacharya was a very, very exalted devotee who was completely absorbed in Krishna prema. And when he saw Nityananda Prabhu, he could recognize that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he invited him to come to his house. And Nityananda Prabhu was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. And that morning, when devotees came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them that I had a very wonderful dream last night. I saw in a dream that a divine personality came riding on a chariot. And he had a mace in his hand, shoulder, on his shoulder. And he was wearing a blue dress. And I was, and then he was, it seemed that it was Balaram himself who came. But strangely, he was asking, where is the house of the son of Mother Suchi? Can you please tell me where is the... He was asking everybody, where is the house of Mother Suchi? Son of Mother Suchi, Nimai. So it seems that a great personality has arrived in Navadvipa. So, and he told the devotees to find out where he was. So Haridas Thakur and Srivash Pandit they went looking. They went all over Navadvip, but they couldn't find any such personality, a great personality who just came. So they went back and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, oh, so you want to find out whether I can find you? Come. So he called everybody. Let's go to the house of Nandanacharya. And when they went to the house of Nandanacharya, they saw this wonderful personality, Nityananda Prabhu, there. He looked exactly like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same, it looked like the same person. And Nityananda Prabhu then, seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became ecstatic. He started to sing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and at the same time addressing him, my brother, my younger brother. He was calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as my brother. But at the same time, he was offering prayers to him as if he is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he tried to touch the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also tried to touch the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. So this way they started to fight who would touch whose feet. And no one was letting him to touch his feet. So in this way, they first met, and Nityananda Prabhu started to tell him that all this while I have been looking for you. I was in Vrindavan, I was looking for you everywhere, I couldn't find you. And then I got to know that you have come to Navadvip, so I have come here. And in this way, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met, and they started to dance in ecstasy, and the devotees started to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that was a wonderful sight. The two brothers were dancing in ecstasy while the devotees were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Nityananda Prabhu that now Nityananda, I have come here to distribute Krishna Prem, so you go out and preach along with Haridas. Go from door to door and give this Krishna Prem to everybody. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas teamed up and they started to spread or preach Krishna consciousness to everyone in Navadvip. Then one day while they were preaching, they saw two persons. They're completely drunk. And they were so drunk that they were sometimes they're very friendly to each other, and sometimes they're fighting with each other, abusing each other with all kinds of vulgar words. And so they asked the people, who are these people? They said, oh, these are the two sons of a Brahmana. But they have become completely ruined. They have become the worst kind of person. They drink alcohol, they rob people, they rape women, they murder people. So don't go near them. But Nityananda told Haridas, Haridas, look, if we can convert these two people, then everybody will understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's potency. If we can convert these two, then everyone will become devotees. So Nityananda Prabhu, along with Haridas, went to these two drunkards and told them that, please chant the holy name of the Lord, holy name of Krishna. Please sing the glory of the Lord. And then by chanting the Lord's name, you will become delivered. So this is such an easy way to get delivered. But these two persons became very angry with that. So, oh, you came to give us good advice. So he said, catch these guys and kill them. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they just ran. And while they were running, Jagai and Madhai were chasing them. They said, when you don't know who you have come to, we'll catch you and you will not have any opportunity to remember what happened, because by the time you'll be dead. So just a matter of just catching you. Then Haridas Thakur started to tell Nityananda Prabhu, while they're running, they're talking. He said that, I have been saved from the Javanas, but this time I do not know how I'll get saved. I'll be dead today. I'd say it's a mistake that I came with you. You're a madman. I told you not to go near them. Everybody told you not to go near these people and see what you have done. And they ran and ran and ran. And Haridas Thakur was telling that I am old, I cannot run so fast, they're positively going to catch me, I'm already running out of breath. Nityananda said, don't worry, come a little faster. We have almost come to Nimai's house. So then they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. And in the meantime, Jagai and Madhai, something happened. They couldn't see these two persons anymore. And they started to wonder, what happened? Then one told the other, you are too drunk, that's why you can't see anything. The other one said, do you think you are any better? Can you see them also? So disappointed, they went back. And then they thought, okay, someday we'll catch them. You do not know Jagadananda and Madhavananda. So there is no way you can get saved from the wrath of Jagadananda and Madhavananda. So in the meantime, they went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu told what happened. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, who are these people? Then Gangadas Pandit and Srivas Thakur explained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are these people. Then started to describe their qualities. They were so sinful, they're so sinful, that there is no sin that they haven't committed. And Nityananda Prabhu said, but you see, that's why I thought of preaching to them. Because they're the most sinful, and if they get delivered by your mercy, then everybody will recognize your mercy. If good people become devotees, then what's the big deal? When bad people become devotees of you, devotees of Krishna, that is the real potency of your mercy. But Haridas Thakur said, I am never going to go out this madman anymore. This person, today he would have been positively killed, but somehow by Krishna's mercy I have been saved. So, but I'll never take a chance going out with him anymore. He's a pure madman. Everyone told him not to go to them, but still he went. And not only this time. In Ganges, in the monsoon time, there are crocodiles. The river is filled with crocodiles. And he jumps into the river and he rides on the back of the crocodiles. And then when he comes out of the water, then he sees some young boys, and then he starts to make fun with the young boys, telling them all kinds of things. And those little boys' fathers come with a stick in their hand to beat him, and I fall at their feet and beg forgiveness, and that's how he gets saved. And when he sees a young girl, he asks them, "Will you marry me?" So, this person is impossible. I'm not going to go out with him. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but Nityananda Prabhu said, "But you see, your mercy is so magnanimous that he will please deliver them. They are the most sinful. So please deliver these people." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, there is another thing happened. Advaita Acharya, he commented that it's natural. He's a drunkard, so he likes the association of drunkards. So he found his right association. So it's natural a drunkard will go with find the association of other drunkards. So he found his right match." But when Nityananda Prabhu asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver them, Mahaprabhu said they have already been delivered. The moment they saw you, they have been delivered. So then one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Ganges to take bath, and Jagai and Madhai were there. And Jagai and Madhai, they used to also listen to the kirtan. They used to, at night in Shivash Thakur's house, the sankirtan used to go on. And Jagai and Madhai used to be near there, that place. And they would listen to that kirtan. And sometime, out of their drunkenness, they would dance, hearing that song. So when they saw Nimai Pandit taking bath, coming out of the Ganges, he told Nimai Pandit, "Nimai Pandit, you sing very nicely. The way you glorify Ma Durga is very wonderful. I really like your singing." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not speak to them because they were so sinful. He didn't even want to look at them. He just walked away. And so then one day Nityananda Prabhu went to he saw Jagai and Madhai. So he approached them straight away. Said, "Look, why don't you surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit? You have such a golden opportunity to become free from all your sinful reactions. So just surrender unto him. He'll become free from all your sins immediately." So Madhai, he had a pot of wine. Those days there were no bottles, glass bottles. They used to drink from clay pots. So he took the clay pot and hit Nityananda Prabhu on the head. And his head got cut and he started to bleed. And Jagai, he stopped Madhai. He said, "Look, he's an innocent sannyasi. He didn't do harm you anyway. Why are you hitting him? Don't kill him. Spare him." So in the meantime, the message went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so angry just hearing that somebody has hit Nityananda Prabhu. He said that today I'm going to destroy that person. So he went there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his Sudarshan. And everybody saw in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hand Sudarshan Chakra. So Nityananda Prabhu fell at his feet. Said, "My Lord, in this age you are not going to accept any weapon. You promised that you won't kill anybody with your weapon in this age. In this age your weapon is love. So please give that Krishna prem to this person and deliver them. And this, although Jagai, Madhai has hit me, but this other person, Jagai, he has been very nice to me, very kind, and he prevented him and he saved me. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Jagai has saved Nityananda Prabhu, he became very pleased. And in the meantime, Jagai fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and begged forgiveness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, since you have protected Nityananda, yes, I will also give you protection. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on Jagai. Then Madhai also fell at Mahaprabhu's feet and begged forgiveness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm not going to forgive you. You hit Nityananda? Do you think I'll forgive you? I'll never forgive you. But if Nityananda forgives you, then you have some hope. Then Madhai fell at Nityananda Prabhu's feet and begged forgiveness, and Nityananda Prabhu embraced Madhai. And in this way, Jagai and Madhai were delivered, and these two greatest demons became the great devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Nityananda Trayodasi Mahotsav Ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanande
Thank you.